Should councillors get iPads? This is an issue at the moment that's a very hot topic of debate in Leicester, because in Leicester, at the Leicester City Council, they're currently running a trial where four councillors have been given iPads and they're using them for their everyday work as a councillor. And perhaps the hope, the expectation is that if this trial is successful, that this will be rolled out across the entire council. So they've got 54 councillors up there, and to give them all iPads will cost something in the order of £40,000. And this has led to a lot of outrage, quite frankly. There's a lot of quite extreme commentary going on about this, where people are saying that we're in the middle of a recession and councils are having to cut back their spending. In Leicester, they're having to cut an awful lot of money from their budget, and they'll probably be losing around 1,000 staff at the council there. So it seems at first sight that this is not a great time to be buying councillors what most people think of as perhaps a very attractive, but certainly a luxury gadget or a luxury toy. And that maybe this is an attempt by councillors just to try and get themselves a nice hot consumer item rather than anything that's got anything to do with doing their job or running or managing the council better. And at first sight, this does seem to be the case. And the iPad itself, if we forget about the political situation for a moment, the iPad itself has this very totemic cultural significance. It's a very, very well-known item. It's a very, very well-known brand. And at the moment, it's the only device of its kind in its category. Now, we know that Microsoft are looking to come out with a tablet computer. There will be tablets based on Android, which is Google's operating system that they currently use for mobile phones. And there will probably be other tablets in due course. We expect to see some of those this year. But at the moment, this is very much a hot item. Now, some people love it. Some people hate it. They don't see the point. They think it's a waste of money. They think it's too expensive. They think it's inferior to a laptop or an ordinary computer. And the most obvious thing you can really say is it's just something very different. Coming back to the... And so it's easy to sort of see how the iPad is something that, in fact, many people don't actually have everyday experience of. Most people in the country have probably never used one. They've never seen one. So it's very hard to understand, in actual fact, what an iPad is or what it does. And obviously, I'll exempt from that people who have used it. And of those, people have varying views. Some people think it's great. Some people think perhaps it's not for them. And other people would just rather stick to an ordinary computer. The other side of this outrage about the iPads, though, is that what the council are trying to do is that they're trying to save money on the money that it costs them to print the council agendas and distribute them to the councillors. So at the moment, they spend £90,000 a year printing the documents that the councillors take into their council meetings and then couriering them round to the councillors' houses and so on. So I've been talking on Twitter to Ross Grant, who's the Conservative opposition leader on the council, and he says, well, you know, two or three times a week this van turns up from the council, this little yellow van, and they stuff my letterbox full of big fat printed documents, printed and bound and so forth. Now, this is costing each councillor, or rather it's costing the taxpayers of Leicester, but they're spending, getting on for £1,700 a year per customer, per councillor rather, to print and distribute these documents. So if you look at it in that context, spending £500, £600, £700 on an iPad seems to be saving an awful lot of money. We don't see any outrage where the guy on BBC News, we had a guy from the Unison Union and a lady from the Taxpayers' Allowance and saying, well, this is absolutely outrageous. You're spending £500, £600, £700 on an iPad. We don't see anyone saying, why are you spending £1,700 a year per councillor on printed documents that are sent round in a van when all you could do is just create PDFs, email them out to everyone, and they can read them on their iPads in the meeting. Now, it's worth having a debate and actually looking at the tools in terms of, is an iPad the best device for this? Could you do it on a laptop? Is that better? Is it cheaper? Is it more convenient? And some might prefer one, some might prefer the other. But I think that the place to start really is to simply say we shouldn't be spending £1,700 a year distributing documents that could be distributed electronically. And if it means that you need an iPad to read that best, then I certainly think if you're saving £1,000 a year per councillor, it's definitely the way to go.